嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴，大家早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，来自于《摩登家庭》的第三季第十七集。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
Put a dab on your finger, say you cut it.
Put a dab on your finger, say you cut it. 在手指上抹一点甲血，然后说你割到手指头了。Put a dab on your finger, say you cut it. Put a dab on your finger, say you cut it. 那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 put 和 a 出现在一起呢，我们可以有一个自然的连读，而且此处呢连读之后，在美式发音当中呢还会形成一个非常典型的闪音的处理，所以呢在美式发音当中呢你可以读成 put a put a， 而 dab on 这样的两个单词呢放在一起语速比较快的时候呢可以自然的连读一下，你呢可以读成 dab on dab on。当然了，我们说这个位置如果你前后呢这个一群分开了的话，不连读也是没有任何问题的。再往后面看，最后这样一处发音技巧，当 cut 和 it 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个自然的连读，连读之后呢美式发音当中呢存在一个典型的闪音，所以呢美式发音当中呢连读之后我们可以读成 cut it cut it。
I'm backWouldn't you know I forgot my ding-dang sunglasses? Luke, could you give me a hand?
What were the chances that Phil had come back to apologize for all the game playing and have an open conversation with me about what I was feeling?
Okay, I got a bottle of fake blood out of the Halloween supplies. Put a dab on your finger, say you cut it. I say I need to run you by the doctor. Easy trapeze. Got it?
See you on the other side, brother.
Just once, I would like Phil to have a little empathy. Give me some sense that he understands what women go through.
You feeling any better? Hate to see the whole team on the DL.
Oh, my finger!
I don't like the sound of that. I said a little bit.
The cap fell off. I decided just to go with it.
Okay, we gotta get you out the back.
Oh, it's just a little cut, but to be safe, I'll run him by the doctor.
I know, are you crazy? Call 911!
Oh, no, they're so busy.
Where's the wound? We need to put pressure on it, right?
He's gonna be sick.
Oh, he needs a tourniquet. Where do I put it?
Stop, there's nothing wrong with him. Luke, what's going on?
I cut my finger. Dad?
How crazy is that? They were in my pocket the whole time. I'll see you.
Phil!
What is going on, Luke?
Dad staged the whole thing so we could go on the trapeze with that G3.
Why?
Because of this, you're all monster rating.
Luke, no.
Are you?
Oh my God.
Sorry, I know you told me not to say it, but
Phil, is this what you've been teaching our son? That women are some kind of unclean lepers that should be hidden away under sheets for a week? Do you have any idea how offensive that is?
I do, honey, and from the bottom of my heart, I am so scared.
Oh. 今天节目当中呢，我们要来学习的是 dab 这样一个单词的用法 ，dab。今天呢，我们重点学习它的名词的用法。当名词去使用的话呢 ，dab 这样一个单词呢，可以用来表示一小点儿，或者说呢一小点儿的量 ，a small amount of a substance， or a light touch， 或者有的时候呢，也可以用来指力道很轻的擦拭，轻轻涂。此时呢我们说的都是名词的用法。下面呢我们来看一下几个例子。第一个， I just ate a dab of jelly. 我刚刚吃了一点点果冻。I just ate a dab of jelly. 再来看一下第二个例子。Can't you just put a dab of paint over the mark and cover it up? 难道你就不能在那个印子上涂一点点颜料把它盖住吗？ Can't you just put a dab of paint over the mark and cover it up?下面呢我们来看一下第三个例子。I'll give that stain a quick dab with a wet cloth. 我将快速用湿抹布把那个污渍擦一下。I'll give that stain a quick dab with a wet cloth. 下面呢我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。She put a dab of perfume behind her ears. 她擦了一点点香水在耳后。She put a dab of perfume behind her ears. 那么再比如说看最后这个例子。She wore no makeup. not even a dab of lipstick. 她完全没有化妆，一点点口红都没有涂。She wore no makeup, not even a dab of lipstick. 那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。You can have a dab of ketchup if you like. You can have a dab of ketchup if you like. 那么这样一个句子，你会如何去理解和翻译呢？希望各位同学呢都可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢，我们再会啦。See you.